This is Twit.
One of the key changes they've made in Oreo is the ability to upgrade parts of the OS independently of the OEMs.
Project Treble.
Project Treble, yes.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is, Google's had to do this because the biggest problem with Android is the is these older Android phones that just will never be secure because they'll never be upgraded. So by extracting bits of the OS, they've been doing this for a while and making it updatable.
Part of the point of this is what they said was they realized that they were dealing with huge numbers of OEMs. They were dealing with a bunch of carriers. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but they were dealing with a smaller number of chipset makers. And so what they did was they said, okay, let's define hardware abstraction layers around the chipsets.
Yes.
And then we will simplify the problem because we're dealing with Qualcomm and a few other chip makers like them. And we can work with them directly. And once we've got that piece abstracted, then the OEMs can layer on some software stuff in between. So they basically restructured the software stack to focus on the abstracting the hardware out so that it's easier to deploy this stuff in multiple stages. So
isn't this what Microsoft did years ago with their hardware abstraction layer? The idea of, because there was such heterogeneity in the hardware that they had to really lift the operating system above that and then have a layer that interfaced with the hardware.
And to some extent, Apple does it too, except Apple does this. Apple has a hardware abstraction layer, and they have multiple vendors, and they get them to compete for each piece of the stack they're building, and then they pick one for each release. So, you know, way back when I was at Apple, even longer ago than 2000-ish, the point there was we would define a hardware abstraction layer, and then we would go to the vendors and say, okay, implement this hardware abstraction layer, we'll see which one of you does better, and we'll ship that one in this product. And the goal was always to have more than one vendor for each piece of the system so that you could have multiple bids and no one was able to hold you hostage. That's less true now. And part of the reason they end up buying some of those companies and doing these long-term deals was that they are so much of the market, it's harder for them to ramp up the delivery of the vendors and so on. But this is a similar thing. It's they said, okay, there's a choke point here. We can have a large number of OEM vendors who build different devices and things on the end, but there's only so many chipsets that are made because making a chipset is a huge investment of time and money and, you know, physical silicon and stuff.
So Ron points out that to update Android, Google has to go. But after Google does its update, it then has to go through three major steps, going to the system on a chip vendors like Qualcomm or Samsung and get them, this is in the past, get them to, you know, vet the release and modify it for their hardware. Then the OEMs, Samsung and LG, get the OS, test it with their the theme modifications and so forth. And then finally, the carriers get it. And it's usually the carriers that send it out to the users. But each step not only causes delay, but also offers a roadblock. Any one of those people could say, we're not going to update it for those phones. So Project Treble has a vendor interface, a standard interface that sits between the OS and the hardware. The system on a chip vendor, Qualcomm, for instance, plugs into that interface, and then which is basically what we call a hardware extraction layer, and the OS plugs into it. And so that way, the system on a chip vendor doesn't have to do as much work to get the new version of Android working. You still have some customization, but at least that can be done kind of in parallel. You don't have to wait for the system on a chip. So they have a new vendor test suite. Yeah, this is stuff that when you get your Android phone running Oreo, you're not going to notice a change there. But it's a big deal for
security. And you won't notice this for a while yet. Yeah.
It'll make it possible to update these phones faster and for a longer period of time, which is really I applaud Google for really focusing on that and working on that.